you go, Steve. Who else wants one of my special homemade brownies?
I will. Yeah, I'm not going to have one.
No, no, it's just my tooth.
Oh. So what's the matter? You need a dentist? I've got a good one.
Oh, thanks. I have a good one, too. I can't see it.
See, that is the problem with invisible dentists. Why? Why can't you go to them?
Because every time I go to the dentist, somebody dies.
That is so weird, because every time I go to the dentist, I look down the hygienist's blouse.
Stevie, what? Yeah, first there was my Aunt Mary, and then there was John, my mailman, and then my cowboy friend, Albino Bob.
And all of these people actually died?
Yes, while I was in the chair. That's why I take such good care of my teeth now, you know? It's not about oral hygiene. I want to save lives.
Hey, come on. You didn't kill anybody. These people just happened to die when you went to the dentist. It's just a coincidence.
Well, tell that to them. Oh, you can't. They're dead.
Can we get a napkin, too?
Oh, like you don't already have everything.
Ow! Ow!
You're in pain. You just go to the dentist. Just go.
All right, fine. But if you're my next victim, don't come back as a poltergeist like sucks me into the TV set.
I promise.
Although they'll feel like you can't do this.
Hey, is Tana here?
No, he's not.
Joey just saw Janice kissing her ex-husband.
What?
Oh!
So what are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to tell Chandler?
Well, I was thinking about that, and I think the best way would be to not.
No, you can't get this to yourself. If you know about this, you have to tell him.
It'll kill him. I mean, it'll just kill him.
Well, you could wait till I go to the dentist. Maybe I'll kill him.
I mean, naked guy's using his new hammer. It's like a Play-Doh fat factory.
Well, I'm going to the dentist, so listen, okay? Just be on the lookout for anything that you could fall into or that can fall on you. Or just look out. And I also just want to tell you all that,
Okay, I have a problem. I have to go into work for a few hours. Some kids messed up the Homo sapien display.
What did they do?
Well, they painted over the word sapien for one thing. Then they rearranged the figures. Let's just leave it at that.
So do you want your watchman for you?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
Whoa, wait, hello. What about me?
You want to watch Ben. Yes, that'd be great. No, I just asked Monica because I know how empty her life is.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
I got a science question. If the Homo sapiens were in fact Homo sapiens, is that why they're extinct?
So Homo sapiens are people.
Hey, I'm not judging.
I'm getting food. Food. Come on. All right, you know what? I think he's bored.
Here.
Then play the airplane game. You want to show Rachel? Come here.
I guess you don't know what to do? Oh, my God, you're a genius!
Oh, I've got to fill it on, though.
Give it. Give it.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, it's just like a bloodbath in here today.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Do you think these pearls are nice?
I'd really prefer a mountain bike.
Janice's birthday is coming up. I want to get her something special. Come in here with me.
Whoa, wait.
You want to get her something special.
Get her flowers. Get her candy. Get her gum. Girls love gum.
That's a good idea. Dear Janice, have a Hubba Bubba birthday. I would like to get her something serious.
Oh, you want something serious. You know what you should do? You should get her one of those, barium enemas. Those are dead serious.
Look, I'm going to go in here, and you don't buy me anything ever.
No, you can't. You can't buy her pearls. You just can't.
Why not?
Oh, God. Okay. What is the thing? This is the thing. Okay, the thing is...
What is the thing?
Okay. I went down to the Mattress King showroom, and I saw Janice kissing her ex-husband.
What?
They were in his office. Well, she wouldn't do that. She's
me.
I'm telling you, man, I saw it.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, okay? You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I wish I was. Sorry. But that barium enema doesn't sound so bad now, huh?
It just makes more sense as an ensemble. Besides, take the focus off the hat. No. Oh, you're alive!
Did you say it's a promise you know I would die, didn't I?
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Shall you get home? I just want to call everyone I know.
Sure. We have no money. Go ahead.
Hey, you're not dead! Okay, see ya.
Monica Bain?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, he's going to rat me out.
Monica Bain.
Sweetie, you stop saying that now. That's no big deal. It's not even worth mentioning. You see, we all do it all the time. See, what's this? Spin. Ow, Monica Bain. Anybody Bain. Ben Bain. Rachel Bain. Bain, Rachel Bain.
Okay, I'm stopping
now. You okay? Oh, yeah. You know, if it's not a headboard, it's just not worth it.
How's my ding-a-ling?
I don't know. You tell me. Anything you want to tell me? Because if you, you tell me.
Why are your eyes so wide?
You tell me. Maybe it's because I was just fooling around with my ex. Oh, no, that was you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
How did you know?
Joey told me he saw you two kissing.
In the park?
Oh, in his office. How many kisses were there?
Just those two.
Why was there kissing? There should be no kissing.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm so, so... I'm so, so sorry. I just...
I don't know. Are you finished with me?
finish with him. Do you still love him? Do you still love me? All right, look. I'm going to need an actual answer here, okay? So which is it? Him or me?
I don't know.
Okay, if you're alive, you answer your phone!
Okay, Ben, I won't tell your daddy that you had ice cream before dinner if you won't tell him about our little barking incident.
Monica, number one, I don't think Ben understands the concept of bribery. And number two, I...
What?
You said number two.
I also said number one.
I know. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
How's my little boy?
He's perfect. How's
yep.
he been?
He's never been better.
Well, what'd you do, take him whaling?
Monica.
Good. He just said your name. That's great. Good job, Dad.
Monica Bailey.
Oh, that's right. That's what I'd sound like if I exploded. Hey, the curse is broken. I called everybody I know, and everyone is alive.
Huh.
What?
Ugly naked guy looks awfully still.
Oh, my God, I killed him. I killed another one. And this curse is getting stronger, too, to bring down something that big.
Well, maybe he's just taking a nap.
I'm telling you, he hasn't moved since this morning.
Okay, we should call somebody.
And tell them what? That the naked guy we stare at all the time isn't moving?
Well, we've got to find out if he is alive. Yeah, but how are we going to do that? There's no way.
Well, there's one way. His window's open. I say, we poke him.
Hey, you know how we save all those chopsticks for no reason when we get Chinese food?
Yeah.
Well, now we got a reason. What?
Well, we're fashioning a very long poking device.
All right.
Hey, what's the matter?
I talked to Janice.
Oh, my God. Is she going back to him?
She doesn't know. Says she loves us both. You know, I woke up this morning and I was in love. Well, I was happy. It serves me right to find a 12-pack of condoms. And now I can't even return them because he threw them in the seat.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
No? What would you do? It doesn't matter what I do.
Come on, tell me.
All right, you're probably not going to want to hear this, but if it was me, and this is just me, I would bow out.
What? What are you talking about?
They have a kid together. You know?
They're like
a family. And if there's a chance they can make that work, I know I wouldn't want to be the guy who stood in the way of that. Okay. You want to come poke a nude guy?
Well, he's finally asleep. About that bump on his head.
Are you sure it's a new bump?
I mean, no offense, but I've always thought of Ben as a fairly bumpy-headed child.
Okay, if he bumps his head, kids bump their heads all the time. You know, it was your first time babysitting, so you did the best you could.
I did.
I know. You say you have to watch them all the time.
I did. I watched Monica bang his head against that thing.
Monica did it? Monica?
Yes.
Did you notice anything weird about Ben today?
No, why?
Well, I was just playing with him, and, you know, we were doing the alphabet song, which he used to be really good at, but suddenly he's leaving out E and F. It's like they just, fell out of his head.
Really?
Oh, and also he's walking kind of funny. I mean, it's like his left leg is moving a lot faster than his right leg. Yeah, he's in there, just sort of, you know...
I hope it's still funny when you're in hell. You jerk.
But you know how much I love that kid.
Malkovich!
I'll get the hat.
Janice, actually, I need to tell you, and I want you to let me get through it, because it's not going to be easy.
Okay.
I think you should go back with Gary. I don't want to be the guy who breaks up a family. You know, my parents split up. It was because of that guy. Whenever I would see him, I would always think, you know, you're the reason. You are why they're not together. And I hated that guy. And it didn't matter how nice he was or, you know, how happy he made my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It's the right thing to do.
You're right. Oh, gosh. But before I can say goodbye, there's something I really need you to know, Chandler. The way I feel about you, it's like I finally understand what Lionel Richie's been singing about. You know, I mean, what we have, it's like movie love. You're my soulmate. And I can't believe we're going to be spending the rest of our lives together.
Then don't leave me.
What?
Forget what I said. I was babbling. Pick me.
You were right. You were right. I mean, I've got to give my marriage another chance.
No, you don't. No, I say you have to give your divorce another chance.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't go.
I gotta go.
No. No. No, no.
People are looking.
I don't care. I don't care!
Okay, I'm leaving.
You can't leave. I have your shoe.
Goodbye, Chandler Bing.
Rachel has those in burgundy.
All right, now remember, something this big and long can be very difficult to maneuver. Fortunately, I have a lot of experience in that area.
Can we please focus here? A naked man's life hangs in the balance.
I'm telling you, he's dead. What we're about to have here is a dead fat guy on a stick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's focus. Steady. Steady. Okay, a little higher. Careful of the angle. Okay. We're approaching the window. Thread the needle.
Okay, retract the device. Retract the device.
He does not look happy.
Jesse! Now he's showing us his fucking device.
Hey, that's never going to make it all the way over here, buddy.